Welcome back to Between the Bar Lines. I'm your host, Dr. Maeve Barry, and today we will be talking about the Reformation, Martin Luther, his love of song, and a technique called contrafactum. But before we dive into music, let's set the stage. It's the early 1500s, and the Catholic Church is the dominant religious force in Europe. The services are in Latin, the Bible is chained to the altar, and ordinary folks don't have much access to scripture or spiritual leadership. Then comes Martin Luther, a German monk who in 1517 famously nailed his 95 Theses to the church door in Wittenberg. He called out the corruption of the church, especially the selling of indulgences, and kicked off what becomes known as the Protestant Reformation. This wasn't just a theological movement, it was also a social, political, and musical movement. Martin Luther loved music. He wasn't just a preacher and a theologian, he was also a musician. He played the lute, sang, and even composed hymns. He believed that music had the power to teach, move hearts, and unify congregations. Luther didn't want people to just sit and listen during church. He wanted them to sing in their own language together. So what did he do about that? Well, he started writing chorales, which were simple, memorable hymns in German and not Latin that the whole congregation could sing. Here's where it gets really interesting. Luther and his followers often used a technique called contrafactum. Contrafactum is when you take a familiar tune and set new words to it. Often these new words were religious lyrics to what used to be a secular melody. Why were they doing this? Well, it was simple. People already knew the tune. In the Reformation, this was practical and very powerful. Lutherans didn't have time to teach an entire continent new melodies from scratch. So instead, they already used those popular songs and adapted them for worship. Now, not all of Luther's chorales were contrafacta. Some were original. His most famous, called Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott, or A Mighty Fortress is Our God, was almost certainly his own composition. But the technique of contrafactum was everywhere in early Lutheran hymnody. Let's take a little bit of a listen to Ein feste Burg now. Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott, ein guter Weg und Waffen. Er gibt uns frei aus aller Not, die uns jetzt hat betroffen. Der technique of contrafactum so effective? First, it gave people a voice. The worship went from a Latin performance to a participatory event. Second, it helped spread the Reformation. As these songs were sung in markets, homes, schools, and other places, they carried Luther's idea faster than any pamphlet would. And let's not forget, not everyone was thrilled. The Catholic Church accused reformers of corrupting sacred music by associating it with tavern tunes and secular styles. But for Luther, music was holy, not because of its origin, but because of its purpose. He even reworked parts of the Catholic liturgy into German settings, keeping the structure but translating it for the people. It wasn't just rebellion, it was truly a transformation. Luther's musical reforms laid the groundwork for centuries of sacred music. His chorales became the foundation of Lutheran worship, and would ultimately later inspire composers like Bach, who harmonized and expanded these melodies into his masterpieces that we know today. In our next episode, we will talk about different pieces of music that actually don't include the voice that were being composed around this time. Join me next time on Between the Bar Lines.